Jesus is preparing his true disciples. That's why he wants to tell them not to be tripped up when this branch that's been traveling with me for 3 years is really not a branch. Because they are not clean. Because they are not true. And Jesus says they will be cast forth. Now rest assured, the Father will never cast forth one of his branches. Not here, not now, not ever. Because that's what Jesus says in John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The word there is ekbalo exo. Why do I say that? Because the word in verse 6 of John 15 is balo exo. The only difference is a little prefix that intensifies the meaning in John 6:37. No wise is a double negative, which means this: I will never know. How long is that? That's forever. The Savior will never know, ever, cast forth a branch that's truly in Him. So why are these branches cast forth? John 6:37 related to John 6:35. Because they never come to Jesus as the true bread, or the true light of John, or the true vine of John 15:1. Because they are never cleansed. And they never see Jesus that way. So rest assured, God is not taking some branch that's His and that He loves and says, I'm finished with you people. I've had it. You're cut off. All that the Father give to me, they shall come to me, and I will not lose one branch, Jesus says. That's a comforting message for 2021. When you know challenge and difficulty is coming, Jesus aims that we abide. But how? And what is the manner of abiding? Now you are clean through the Word. That's His Word that He spoke to them. What does that mean? Well, clearly Jesus is conveying the meaning of this cleansing through the imagery of a vine and a branch. So I would ask you, at what point does the vine stop and the branch begin? Or maybe a better visual, since we're not too familiar with vines and branches visually in our culture, let's take a tree. At what point does the trunk end and the limb begin? Well, kind of at the point of the vertical horizontal limb meet, join, attach, and that's the point of Jesus. The way that the branch abides in the vine is by attachment, union, or as the Bible says, faith. We are joined to Christ by faith in the Son of God. And that faith can never be severed. Never. Because the Father keeps us abiding. Ephesians 3:16, this is the way Paul prays for the church. This is the way we should pray in the new year. He prayed that God would grant them according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with His might by His Spirit in the inner man. What does that mean, Paul? That Christ would dwell, abide in your hearts by faith. If you abide in me and I in you, Paul prays that Christ would abide in you by faith. By faith. When Christ is trusted, Christ is abiding. Just like we could say, when your weight is on the chair under you, when you rest your weight on, then the chair is under you. When you're not resting your weight, the chair's not there. Now, I don't mean to say Jesus comes in and out of us. What Paul is saying, our experience of the abiding Word, if my words abide in you, is the abiding Christ, because Jesus says that interchangeably, is faith in the Word of God. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so Jesus means this cleansing that you have is because of your attachment to Jesus Christ by faith. And all that the vine is, He is for the branch. And that's the only way you'll ever bear an ounce of fruit in the coming year is by attachment, is by union, is by faith in Jesus Christ. And what does that faith produce? Now this is verse 18 of Ephesians 3, 16, 17, 18. Christ, he's praying, would dwell in your hearts by faith. That's your experience. That you being rooted and grounded in love. Verse 9 of John 15. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. How? Abide in His Word. Abide in His Word.